This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Tuesday, May 1st. Prices are up in the grain market again on Monday from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was also higher. They had solid futures buying that really was gaining a lot of momentum. And I know the commercials and non-commercials alike are back in the game and pushing this market higher. Wheat could be the one that's actually leading the charge here. As soon as we find out the numbers from the winter wheat crop, that will give us a lift. And there will be some overflow buying in the rest of the grains. So we're going to watch that closely. But right now, we've been always watching that the U.S. dollar index has been kind of strong. I had a conversation with Rick Santilli. He said that it seems that some of the old indicators are not really having the same effect on our markets anymore, and I think that's absolutely true, and that even though the U.S. dollar index is up and hit 92 today, we still see that a lot of the grains are still very strong.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday up 17 at 515 and a half. May corn was up 3 at 392 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 580 to 6 even. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were up 11.25, ranging from 635.5 to 678.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were up 13.5, ranging from 754.75 to 784.75. Live cattle for April were down 70 cents at 124 even. May feeder cattle were down $1.85 to 139.85. May Class 3 milk was up 6 cents at 1513. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.